Good morning. Today we have a fascinating question. We've been talking about the prohibition to sit within four amos of somebody who is davening Shmona Esrei. Our question today is, but what if the person who is sitting was sitting there already and then a person came within his four amos and started davening Shmona Esrei? For example, the person who's davening Shmona Esrei came late and he's starting late, and person A who's sitting, he finished already, now he's sitting, and person B is starting a Shmona Esrei late. Or another example would be in a shul that has multiple minyanim, and one is from one minyan and as the other is from the other minyan, and there's a person sitting there, and then a person gets up next to him and starts to daven Shmona Esrei. So the tour brings in the name of the Rosh, She'eino tzarich lakum A, who is sitting already, does not have to get up. Sharei zeh ba bigvulo, because B, who's davening Shmona Esrei, came in his gvul, in his border, in his boundary. In other words, A was there first, and B comes and stands within his four amos. It's not A's problem, that's B's problem. And in fact, the Torah brings another proof to this, because the Lashon of the Gemara is mashma, it says, asher leishev. In other words, says the Torah, the mashma asher leishev, it's prohibited for you to do the action. Leishev is the verb of you cannot go and sit next to somebody who is davening Shmona Esrei. Don't sit when he's standing and davening. Don't sit within his four amas, aval im yashav kar. But if A was sitting already, it is mutter for him to retain that position. He can stay seated even though somebody is now davening next to him, because we see the Gemara did not say asur lihiyot yoshev. It doesn't say you're prohibited to be in a seated position, but rather you're prohibited from doing the action of sitting next to somebody who is already davening Shmona Esrei. And in fact, that is how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins deem Yoshev Yashav Kfar, that if A, the person who is sitting, was already seated, Ve'amad Zebitzido, and then B came and stood at his side within four amos of him, Eino Tzarech Lakum, A does not have to get up, Sharei Zah Ba Bigvulo, because B came in the Gvul, he came into his area, into his four amos, and not the reverse. Nonetheless, despite the fact that the Shulchan Aruch is lenient, like the Tur, like the Rosh, that if you were seated already and somebody came to daven Shmona Esrei next to you, you don't have to get up. The Ramah says that it's a midas chasidus to stand up even in that situation when you were not at fault, but the person davening next to you was at fault because you were seated there first. Now the Mishnah Berurah comes and explains why this is a midas chasidus to stand up. He says, in order to remove the mirshol, the sin, the avera of his chavero, in other words, B, that B did the wrong thing, that he came and stood and davened next to someone who was seated already. I was seated there, beheter. I was allowed to be seated there. This is talking about A. And now B is causing me to cause a ganai that I'm sitting within four amas of somebody who's davening Shmona Esrei. But in fact, because I was there first, I don't have to get up. But I want to remove that mirsha, that improper action that B took by starting to daven within four amas of me who was seated previously. I want to remove that avera from him. So it's a midas chasidus, indeed, says the Ramah, to stand up even in that situation. Have a wonderful day.